You are listening to an SAFM podcast, 104 to 107 nationwide. Stream us live on www.safm.co.za or via the SABC Plus app. SABC News, independent and impartial.
The National Freedom Party, the NFP, has lodged a complaint with the IEC against the Inkatha Freedom Party, the IFP, for alleged political intolerance. This after the IFP reportedly flew a helicopter with a Vote IFP banner over a stadium where the NFP was launching its manifesto in KZN on Saturday. For more on this, we're joined on the line by the NFP Secretary General, Kain Mdlache. A very good morning to you, sir, and welcome.
Good morning to you, and good morning to the listeners at home.
Mr. Ndeche, why do you feel this alleged act by the IFP was well-coordinated to sabotage your manifesto launch at the weekend? And was the IFP even aware of your manifesto launch?
No, thank you very much for the opportunity. Our view is that, first and foremost, the IFP was well aware that we were going to have a manifesto launch in the stadium because we booked the venue from the local municipality, which is run by the IFP. And secondly, we have been having a lot of media coverage leading up to the event, which we feel that everybody, in particular in KwaZulu-Natal, was well aware that we are going to have a manifesto launch. And what happened clearly not only disrupted our gathering, but it also had an effect. In particular to our members, because while we were still busy, our president was delivering the manifesto. When that incident happened, people started hurling insults and even some saying that they're going to revenge what was happening. Because in our view, it cannot be a coincidence that while you are having a manifesto launch, the IFP will use the very same route for their helicopter with the banner and all that. And we feel that after signing a code of conduct, the IFP should allow us as the party to do our campaigning freely without them interrupting, because we felt that they were interrupting purposefully so by doing what they did.
We understand that this is not an isolated incident and that you are also accusing the IFP of other incidents of political intolerance. Tell us more about that and what other allegations are you accusing it of?
Yes. I think it is the third incident to happen. That's why we decided that no man, this one must be reported to the IEC because the first two incidents happened in the very same Ulundi area and also in Mjezo Escort, where we had the visibility campaign. And while our volunteers and members were busy with the visibility campaign, individuals clad in IFP regalia started coming in, interrupting and creating a situation which could have led to some violent altercations between the two parties. And in Ulundi, again, we had a motorcade. After a motorcade, we went to an open park, played some music. And while we were doing so, vehicles with individuals again clad in IFP regalia, carrying flags of the IFP, started coming in and switched off our music and interrupted our gathering. That's why then, but those two incidents, the first two incidents, we felt that maybe it's the election fever. People are excited that elections are coming, and that's why then they are behaving in that manner. We didn't pay much attention to those two.
But we
felt that no, man, we have to report it to the IEC so that they can be well aware.
Okay. I thank you so much. Kanan Mdlache, the Secretary General of the National Freedom Party, the NFP.
You can find SAFM Current Affairs on 104 to 107 nationwide. Our podcasts are available for download on all our digital platforms. SAFM, leading the conversation.